You're listening to SBS News.
A poll quoted by Britain's Sunday Mirror newspaper shows a drop of 10% in the number of Conservative Party voters who would support Boris Johnson's bid to become Prime Minister of Britain. The polling was released after Mr. Johnson refused to answer questions about why police were called to the flat he shares with his partner, Carrie Symons, where neighbours became concerned at what they described as a noisy altercation. Police say all the occupants were safe and well and no offences had been committed. But Mr. Johnson was evasive when questioned by broadcaster Ian Dale at a hustings event in the city of Birmingham.
Does a person's private life have any bearing on their ability to discharge the office of Prime Minister?
Well, I've tried to give my answer pretty exhaustively. I think what people want to know is whether I have the determination and the courage to deliver on the commitments that I'm making, and it will need a lot of grit right now.
Mr. Johnson has refused to comment on the incident which happened early on Friday. Audience members were questioned as they left the meeting and were divided as to whether or not they felt the issue was important.
I think that the idea of a premiership and the idea of leadership does coincide with personal responsibility. And the fact that our possible leader of our country is being knocked on the door by a police officer is concerning and it should be questioned.
People are entitled to a private life, aren't they? So I think it perhaps a little bit unfair.
I agree totally. I felt that was the first 5 minutes of Boris's interview wasted.
There are more important things for me about the country and taking this country forward.
Whatever happens at Mr. Johnson's flat, there's no doubt that it has raised in some people's minds a question about his suitability for the role. His opponent for the leadership, current Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt, hasn't commented on the issue directly, but says it's important that Mr. Johnson takes the leadership debate seriously.
Boris's personal life, that's for others to make their judgments on, but what Boris needs to do is to engage properly in this leadership debate, not to shy away from the sky News live debate that's scheduled for Tuesday evening, which he's been invited to. I've said I'm willing to go to. This is an audition to be the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, and Boris needs to show that he's prepared to answer difficult questions.
Mr. Hunt says that Mr. Johnson's been telling people on both sides of the Brexit debate what they want to hear, even though those views are incompatible. He says he needs to answer the questions that people are asking.
If Boris is refusing to answer questions in the media, refusing to do live debates, then of course people are thinking, just who are we actually going to get as Prime Minister?
Yeah.
If he's going to disappoint people very quickly, then this won't be a Prime Ministership that will last.
Boris Johnson, meanwhile, insists his agenda is to unite the British people and to achieve an exit from the European Union in October that leaves Britain in a stronger position on the world stage.
Now is the time to apply that formula. Education, investment in infrastructure, use of technology to bring our whole country together, because too many people, look at that Brexit vote, too many people feel left behind by the incredible success of this country. And our ambition must be now to bring Britain, bring the whole of the UK together, uniting all four nations, the awesome foursome, and uniting society.
However, Scotland's First Minister Nicola Sturgeon isn't getting that unity message. In fact, she's not keen on Mr. Johnson at all.
I think he'll be devastating, disastrous for the Conservatives UK-wide, but particularly in Scotland. He's seen in Scotland, I think, as one of the principal politicians who are responsible for the mess that we're in over Brexit. The guy who misled people in the EU referendum campaign and the guy who now says he's prepared to take the UK out of the EU without a deal. And for most people in Scotland, that's a horrifying prospect.
Even with this weekend's controversy, Mr. Johnson remains the runaway favourite ahead of the vote by 160,000 Tory members in the next month. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.